And now another installment in our series on regional summer candy. Let's say you're craving a sweet in South Texas. Well, Mexican cuisine serves up a treat called leche quemada, or burnt milk. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies dives into this Mexican confection for us.
Stepping into La Michoacana Meat Market is a lot like crossing into Mexico, except you don't need a passport. This grocery store chain caters to the Mexican immigrant population, and it's filled with the sounds, ingredients, brands, and products from south of the border. My wife, Yvette Benavides, and I head to the candy.
Hey!
What's that?
Look at these leche quemada lollipops.
All right, let's get those.
All right.
In Mexico, there were different types of leche quemada, but in South Texas, leche quemada is cajeta, made from goat's milk, tan-colored and thick. Cajeta leche quemada is not a brand, but a flavor, like caramel.
Well, I love cajeta. What can I say? Just, you know, from the lollipops to anything. And the homemade is obviously much, much better, but the lollipops are delicious.
Ileana de la Vega is a chef instructor at the Culinary Institute of America, where she is a Latin cuisines specialist. She says cajeta can be added to dishes to give them extra flavor and depth.
You can make anything with it. You can use it in a flan. You can make it in ice cream, or even just a drizzle in ice cream, as I said. There is also like cappuccinos with cajeta.
In addition to the lollipops, cajeta comes in jars, squeeze bottles, and little bricks, pinwheels with pecans, smeared between wafers and rolled up like taffy in plastic wrap. All of the candies at La Michoacana have a rustic homemade look, so we bought a couple of everything for a taste test.
Mm. It's gooey, and it's got some little nuts in there. This is a pecan.
I hadn't had this in a long time. You can taste the goat milk, right?
I grew up in San Antonio, where leche quemada is part of the city's food culture. But for Yvette, who's from the border town of Laredo, cajeta is even a bigger deal.
My father really, really loved Mexican candy, in particular leche quemada. So he would, with a very large spoon, take the leche quemada from the jar, and he would put it on the tortilla and roll it up and give it to one of us. We would roll up the end of the little tube of the tortilla because it would drip everywhere, and we didn't want to lose a drop of it.
The taste for cajeta is spreading outside of South Texas and even beyond the Latino consumer. Maybe cajeta leche quemada is the next Mexican culinary export to enjoy the sweet taste of success. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Our summer-long candy series continues online. The list is at npr.org/americandy. This is NPR News.